Whoa, that just... I wasn't expecting that part. I oh, that Tiny Tim. Falsetto yodeling, that just really kind of...
I think it's lovely.
Sure. For Friday, though, I guess it gets you psyched for the weekend. Or...
It gets me psyched for some spring weather, oh, that's
yeah.
for sure.
My daffodils is big, and I saw a little lighter, almost a yellow tip slightly to it. I'm nodding, being nodded at by Charles Benke, our resident horticulturalist, who is here to share some gardening updates.
Yes.
Yes.
I would like to talk to you about those daffodils.
Well, tell me, talk to me about them.
Yeah, they're light yellow on the top. They were just hidden underneath the snow on the leaves, and the chlorophyll just didn't develop yet on those. They might also get burned back if we have a cold spell.
Oh, thank you very much.
Just to warn you, there will be a cold spell yet in April that could get down to, you know, like 16, 18 degrees.
Okay. What are we seeing now that winter is over with? And as far as anything, because I know in some years there's sort of a level where the snow was and the maybe there was a damage that occurred or anything like that. What are you seeing?
Okay, well, I was out looking around yesterday, and I noticed that the silver maple trees are just starting to bud open a little bit. So if you're perhaps sneezing a little bit, you might be picking up a little bit of maple pollen out there. I know I'm raspy throat these days. I was noticing that the snowdrops are in bloom and some of the crocus are in bloom around the houses. And the daffodils are just pushing up. And if you are working or you've taken a look at your roses and you didn't cover them, they are burned down to the ground pretty well this year. So you're going to have to be doing some severe pruning on roses this year.
All that has to be removed then?
Yeah, the dead growth is not going to push out anything. Or if it does, it'll fizzle out by midsummer.
Charles Benke has stitched on into a sampler. Dead is dead, isn't that
dead
what you
said? Dead is dead, yes.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not true.
And evergreen, ever brown is ever dead, too.
Okay.
But we were just talking about your tulip bulbs. Was that what you were saying?
Yeah, we're talking about tulips.
Well, those are like, you said, those are like nobody wants them because they're dead, but you're going to plant them anyway.
Yeah, I had, actually I was planting some daffodil bulbs that were being thrown away by garden centers. They're still puffed up yet, but they may or may not make it, so I don't care, you know. Gives me some exercise to put something in the ground.
What's the ground like these days?
Hey, I got holes down about 18 inches, and there are plenty of worms out there. They're up there. Haven't you seen the robins out there working on the lawns? They're looking for worms. They're coming up.
Okay, so.
They're going to be stiff worms. They'll come tomorrow, but have to pound them back in the ground.
We're not going to talk about tomorrow. We're just going to ignore tomorrow and talk about Monday.
All right. I know we wanted to get to some of the things on your list, but I want to talk to you about pruning.
That'd be a good thing.
I've got some shrubs that need pruning, larger evergreen-type shrubs that I'm thinking I need to prune them now. They're really overgrown, and I have to do a lot of what I would call serious pruning to them.
Right. That if they're evergreens, remember that pine trees and spruce trees only put on one spurt of growth. So you have to be careful. You can only go back about 2 years worth of growth on a pine or a spruce tree to bring it back. If you have things such as arborvitae. Yeah,
these are more like junipers as well.
Junipers as well. You can do more severe pruning on them because they continue to grow all summer long. Same thing like Japanese yew. And I'm going to get pruning on mine at home too because they've gotten overgrown next to the house. And they need to be taken out about one third to one half out of them and re-stimulate some new growth.
When I'm pruning back to it, is there something on the branch I'm looking for?
You're usually looking for a major side branch to bring it back to if you're going to get into some of these plants, depending on what they are. If we get into deciduous plants, say like you have a viburnum or you have hydrangea or, euonymus, some of these other things, always look for a good, healthy side branch to come back into to make your cuts.
Okay. You have here, we can start doing our lawn care. I did see some lawn service folks. They have a schedule to keep, and they're out there really no matter what, doing what kind of things are they doing out there now?
Well, right now they're doing some raking of the lawn to get the, you know, twigs and all from the lawn and any rocks that may have come off from, you know, pushed up. And that's important because you have to think about our lawnmowers so we don't dull the blades. Also, think about this time. Get your lawnmowers sharpened and tuned up for the season. They're going to get busy real quick, so get yours in if you haven't gotten it in. But also on the turf, think about crabgrass prevention right now. This is the time that those products need to go down to prevent crabgrass seed from germinating. It's early yet. Certainly the products are available at local garden centers, and you could wait as late as about April 15th to about early part of May, but don't go past the time the forsythias bloom, because then we have a possibility of the crabgrass starting to bloom, especially the crabgrass germinating along like edges of driveways and things like
that. So you use one plant's blooming cycle to tell you what is happening elsewhere in another part of your lawn.
Right, this is called phenology. And there's actually a whole table of this set up. If you go to go on the internet, put in GDD Ohio, which is Growing Degree Days Ohio, and you'll see what's in bloom, and that will coordinate with what insects are going to be hatching out. Well coordinated.
Wow, it's like a sign, you know. Insects ahead, here is what it is, if you got those things blooming as well. What's so fun?
Well, insects are important, though, right? I mean,
especially the pollinating ones that'll be out there.
What about those little, what's like the worst insect for grass?
Oh, I don't know. The typical ones are chinch bugs, bill bugs. You can get the army worms that come in as being a problem. Typical home lawn, though, is the chinch bug, bill bug problem.
So what about organic lawn care? I mean, how do you feel about that?
Okay, it can be done. In fact, I don't do anything special in my lawn. I suppose you could call it organic. One, keep it reasonably well fed and keep your lawn well fed. And mow it essentially at 2.5 inches high. A lot of people mow too low, and that stresses the lawn and sets it up for problems. If we get into an extremely dry period, make sure you water to a depth of at least 6 to 8 inches, and that's usually about an inch of water.
So then you don't need all the chemicals that some...
No, you can. There are so-called organic fertilizers, if you wish to purchase them. They are available at our garden centers. You pay a little bit more premium for them. And the reason you're doing that is because you're handling a lot of bulk of organic materials, either the feather meal, the fish meal, refuse that they mix in to make these organic fertilizers.
We're talking with Charles Benke, Lorain County's horticulturalist, joining us today to get us ready for the springtime. We see bags of mulch now at many of the garden centers, gas stations. They kind of put that out there. That's, as Craig calls it, one of the early signs of spring is when you start seeing those out there. Should we start getting prepared for that? What's the preparation we need, and when do we put that down?
Yeah, go ahead and purchase those products, but wait till you put wait a while before you put them down. The ground is still cold. It's at, you know, between that 34 to probably about 35 degrees yet. We want the warm ground to warm up. Unless you want to actually hold back some plants, you can actually use mulch to hold back plants a little bit in spring growth. But normally, most mulch is applied, I'd say, later part of April, early part of May is when it's best. And on selecting mulch, try to get the more chunkier stuff, if at all possible, because it'll last longer for you. There's differences in particle size, and the larger the particle, the longer the material will last for
it. Do we need to prep the area that we're mulching, maybe rake up all the leaves and stuff and plastic bags that in the wintertime that have worked their way into your shrubs or
right.
things like
or
that?
Or can leave them there and use them as a mulch just put the wood, you know, essentially the wood bark. And actually, the best stuff is actually composted hardwood bark is the best material. And then probably after that it would be the cypress mulches that we can use in this area, and then the pine nuggets would be another very good long-lasting type product that we can use out in the landscape.
At what point would we maybe put some sort of pre-emergent things in for, you know, in those beds areas where you have maybe trouble with a lot of weeds?
Okay, pre-emergent can go down before you put on the mulch, and that will help even further. And again, remember, when you're putting down mulch, don't put it down more than about 2 inches deep. A lot of people get too carried away. And don't hill it up around the trunk of plants. That way,
you don't like that volcano.
No, you do not want the volcano effect. Think about a fist difference away from, you know, a distance away from the trunk of a tree or trunk of a plant. And that'll keep the plant much more healthier.
What's our compost pile doing at this time of year?
It is finishing its decomposition. You'll find the material is still a little bit maybe chunky yet, but it has decayed to a considerable amount and can be used and put in your vegetable garden at this time. If you're preparing that, put in a layer about 2 to 3 inches deep. Work that in to your new site or old site that you have, and it'll still have time to decay and be able to feed your plants.
That's what I want to talk about. Monday, it looks like we might get some decent weather. People might be out setting up their garden. So besides the composting, what can we plant anything yet?
Yeah, please, we can get in. Yes, we can. There's onion sets that are out there already. We can put those in. You can put in garlic cloves and get those going. Actually, I should have planted them last month, actually way back in September of last year. There will be some cool season vegetables, although you may have to protect them. You might find some broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower available as plants. I would tell you to kind of hold off on that, though, maybe more into mid-April, because if we really get a lot of cold nights, they may actually get vernalized, and they'll actually flower, and you'll end up with little broccolis and not the nice big plants. Other things we can put in, we could certainly could plant carrots, beets, radishes, turnips
root,
if you want to.
Vegetables,
system. Yeah, they can go
about?
In at this time.
Does
already.
That kale stuff get planted again? At this point
you could do that from seed if you want to, although it is, the soil is a bit cold yet, and you may not get as rapid germination. I'd give it a few more days. I'd wait more to the 15th of April, at least for some of these cool season vegetables this year.
Now, I know there's people that have fruit trees out there. Is this a time to sort of start paying attention to them?
It certainly is, and they're dormant yet, and now would be certainly a very good time to use it, what's called a horticultural oil or dormant oil to be applied, and this will give people insect control on the tree, mainly scale insects, overwintering mites, and aphids that might be in the tree. There's also some combination products that are available on the market at our local garden centers. Certainly have those available. Take a trip to your local garden center and you'll see a number of combination products that are already either pre-mixed or you would mix them with water and then apply it to the trees as the leaves are coming out on the tree.
But then you have to wait for that not windy day or all those right.
Typically early in the morning or in the evening is the better time to apply.
Okay.
And then remember, do not apply when any plants are in bloom, just to protect our honeybees and bumblebees.
So you have garden classes.
Yes,
coming up.
A couple of them coming up next month in the month of April on the Mondays of April 14th, 21st, and 28th, and we'll be over at the Ag Center over on Russia Road, 42110 Russia Road.
They still let you in over there?
Yeah, they let me in.
Okay.
And I'll be talking about vegetable gardening. I think the first one up is going to be on lawns. The second one is going to be on fruit tree and small fruit. And the third one will be on vegetable gardening. And all you do is give a call over there and just RSVP and come
now,
to the class at 10 o'clock.
Are you involved
in
those classes?
Yeah, I'm the main teacher. Oh. I'm it.
What do you bring? Do you bring slides?
Sure, I'll bring my
or do you
PowerPoints.
Bring PowerPoints?
We move from slides into PowerPoints.
Oh,
not
okay. Is that a tough transition for you?
It was.
Okay, I just...
Well, that's, at first,
but now you're into the new technology.
I'm into the new technology.
And speaking of that, you mentioned websites as well. There's a lot of good places.
Yeah, there's a couple of really good sites. Don't forget to look at a thing called ohioline.osu.edu. A number of our fact sheets and bulletins are available there. Also, if you want a weekly update starting next month, there's a site called BGYL, Buckeye Yard and Garden Line, bygl.osu.edu, and you will get a weekly update every Thursday afternoon as to what is happening all across the state. You'll know every bug and every disease that's happening.
I think we're going to need to create on our website a Charles Behnke page so that we can put all of these wonderful links and information up there. You know, I tried to get you to blog. I sent Charles an email. I said, please blog for us because everybody wants to know, all the tips that you have constantly.
Right. And don't forget to listen to Fred Hauer on Saturday, too.
Plant Talk every Saturday morning from 8 to 9, the Ohio Nurseryman. It's good to have somebody in the state that kind of understands what
Fred,
goes on.
I know Fred. He's very knowledgeable on things.
Yeah, and they have a lot of different people from different organizations, too.
Right.
The guy down there from the...
Franklin Park Conservatory.
Oh, he's excellent.
Yes.
He knows a lot of stuff, and those guys... And you deal with a lot of the growers.
Yes, I meet them I met them back in January at the Nurseryman's trade show down there.
Wait, I have one more question before we're done, because I know we're going to wrap this up soon, but I need to know, we see the birds coming out now more and more, and it makes me kind of sad because I feel like they need food or something.
Oh, they're finding it.
Really?
Those nice robins have been, if you haven't noticed, they're around all winter. They were eating the crab apples out there. They were eating the holly, bright red holly berries. They're working on the privet hedges. They were finding food. It's out there.
Now
right now there's earthworms that are coming
now
out.
Now I see the nest building is beginning.
Yes,
now,
it is.
I will see an area where there's some, debris and all of a sudden it fluffs up. It's just moving. It's because they're looking for different things to put into their nests. And that's why I want to get the pruning done. Because
yes.
I am a, if I start pruning and I see the nest built, I've kind of lost
right.
out my
yeah,
chance
you
to
kinda,
prune.
You lost.
I don't like to trans, you know, make a fa- I don't, you know, kick a family out of their nest if that if I don't have to. So I have to try to get in there early before they start putting.
But now is the time to do pruning, and this weekend, even if bad weekend, you can still get out there and do the pruning.
Okay. Got to get a new pair of work gloves, though. I wore mine through last year.
And don't forget to sharpen your pruning shears.
Good advice from Charles Benke, our horticulturalist here at WEOL.